In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Nikki.
And I'm Wu.
Welcome to Bees and Butter.
It's so nice to podcast with you on this fine evening.
Welcome to your podcast.
Look, I should have switched it up. Oh wow, we just jump right into it. Okay. Well, what's up, bitch? Why don't we start with the wins?
I was on TV.
That was the cutest reel. I was on TV.
Yeah, I was very excited to be on TV. I was really excited that when I was on TV, it went well, is what I really should say. Because I didn't talk about the fact that I was going to be on television because I was scared I was going to embarrass myself. And I didn't want multiple people to see it.
That's ridiculous.
It may be.
Because you saw how the people that saw it, that you didn't even tell to expect you. Everybody's parents was at home watching the news all day.
I was just like, oh, well.
But yeah, so what'd you do and who were you with?
So Angel of the Spice Suite was invited to spend the morning with Fox 5 DC. And she invited some of the Spice Girls to go along with her, with the point being to highlight the products of...
All 62 of y'all.
Yes. So there were a few girls that had their, like, that had some solo segments. But there were five of us who did a fashion show to bring in the rest of us. And so I was a model for the fashion show. And I wore a duster by Prisca Art. It was really pretty and colorful.
Really pretty.
And I wore all of my beads.
And flowing.
Yes. If only there was like wind so that I could have walked and you could see it move behind me. But yeah, so I wore all my beads and
yes, and that black bodysuit.
And that black bodysuit.
Where did you get that from? It looked
Amazon.
Just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. You looked really good.
Thank you so much. I got my makeup done by April. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. It was a good time. After it was over and I saw that I didn't bust my ass. Thank you for coming through as
personal assistant for the day.
The most winningest personal assistant, okay? That lady came through and she you definitely helped to like calm me down some. You hyped me up. You and my mother in the parking lot hyping me up and helping me to take the fucking tag off. The thing, here's the craziest part. I wore that duster before and did not realize the tag was still on it. So I wore it for a full day.
I'm glad your mom caught it.
Me too.
Because it would have definitely shown up.
Can you imagine?
With the when camera I was on you. Yeah, as you came out.
Because that camera was like right here.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for how, they didn't tell us that, how close it was going to be. Mm-hmm. So when he was up on me, I was like, oh, but hello.
You looked really confident though. Like when you turned around and were like, I said, oh, this bitch comfortable. This bitch comfortable. There's my bitch. There we go. We're not nervous. We know who we are. Here we go. That's what I showed up for. But bitch, I almost had a heart attack when you came on earlier than planned.
That's, I called you because they were like, all right, you ready? I was like, yes, it's 12. It's 11. My friend said that she got things to do today.
Yes, bitch, because I was nervous about my 11:45 with Amazon. So I didn't want to miss it. I'm sorry, bitch. I'm hot. I got to take
this I'm off. So warm. I yes. thought it was just
it's
me.
It's this goddamn studio lighting that we have. It's the studio lighting and fluorescent Kool-Aid.
That's what, I was like, maybe you're drinking your drink too fast. But also, don't stop drinking. So let's see how this is going
to
go.
We might have to pause if my wig fall off. Hold on. So yeah, that was awesome. Mm.
That's a good one. Now I know why you do that.
Which one? What you got?
Opulence.
Oh, God. Opulence smells so good all the time. I don't give a fuck that spring is coming. I'm carrying that right into the summer months.
Listen, I just want to smell good. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's why I'm not classy. I may not be classy for y'all, but so what? I always smell good. I don't care. What do you be talking about? I don't even care.
As I sip green
Kool-Aid. Fluorescence. Bitch. We both about to be glow in the dark. That smells so good.
So yeah, that was a fantastic win for you. It's just it's been a really great Women's History Month, a very full one.
Honestly, March this March has been great. Mm-hmm. So thank you, heavens.
Oh, God. I hope I can keep it together. I have got to keep it together, but I think I'm drinking it too fast.
Yeah, it's already too late. We're already in there. And we only half a cup through.
Hey, guys, we're in the throes of it. I was trying to jazz shit up because I'm shifting out of wine again. And so I've really been into tequila. And so tonight, Wumi's like, what do you want? What are we eating and drinking? I'm like, sushi and margaritas. I just really wanted a refreshing margarita. And a refreshing piece of sushi.
That's a hard word to say in the first place. Okay, thank you. Honestly. Because why would you put an S near another S and then next to an H? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, my God. Before we talk about the podcast stuff, we have to talk about Baltimore. Right?
It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
So, can I call it a boat? Is it just a boat? A barge? What is it called?
I think it was called a barge a lot.
Okay.
You know, I watched footage all day.
Disasters, you like?
Well, I needed to understand. I needed to understand that just as much as my nephew did, because it was just so, it was the craziest thing in the world. Like,
can we talk about your statement? Your statement was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It really was. I was like, wow. I said, you know, this is when being a talking ass bitch.
Yo!
Okay, you're right. You're not a talking ass bitch. You're a writing ass bitch. My apologies. I did say that wrong.
No, that's funny as shit. Because I was like, I did not feel comfortable talking about anything else. And then I was like, okay, I was worried about being clout chasing, but I was just like, this is really fucked up. Like, I wanted to say something because, you know, we have so many Baltimore supporters.
And ties.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I think about Takia and that whole community that has just joined the ZIJ tribe off the strength of her. And just relationships with Baltimore. Anyway, like, I have a scent called Charm City. And I made that from a partnership that I did with We Are Mod, a Baltimore-based Sable type boutique. But yeah, I mean, just that aside, we're all just human beings. And it's just like, what the fuck? I kept thinking about the people who as they were driving, just everything changed like that.
It changed so fast.
Can I tell you something really fucking crazy? Swear to God. Last night, I was scrolling through videos on Facebook, because Facebook's been getting me, because they'll have these little things of like either snakes or ice cubes that you, you know, make with flowers. Like, those videos get me. So anyway, I go down a rabbit hole, and this ER physician was a beautiful lady. And I saw the words first, and I turned the sound on because it said, you have 1 minute to save your life if your car is ever submerged in water. And so I was like, Al, let's watch this. So I woke him up. And I was like, I think we should watch this because you never know what can happen.
So you didn't say, let me just send this to you so you can watch it
when
you're awake?
No, it just felt like it's only a minute. We both need this information.
So woke him up?
He was in the bed right beside me. No. Well,
because, I mean, okay, we're going to get back to this important information that you're sharing, that you're about to share.
Yeah.
But if Al woke you up to show you some disaster material, would your answer be, I'm so glad you woke me up to
see
this?
Oh, it'd be divorce.
Exactly. So why don't you give him that same courtesy?
You got to keep men on his toes.
So what was in the video?
You started talking.
What was in the video? What was in
the video? You came to the podcast today.
What was in the video?
Okay, so here's what she said in the video. When your car is submerged, it was an acronym, SWOC, and I don't remember what that was, but go to the second row of your car. Take your seatbelt off first. Go to the second row of your car and go out that window because it is in the air longer than your driver's side anything.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like up the front.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because the car is likely going to go head first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so she's like, you just focus on getting out of the back windows and take your seatbelts off immediately. Send the larger children out first, grab the littles and hold them and secure them to you, and then go out. But it was helpful information because I was like, I know if that ever happens to me, my first response would be to panic. So it was really good to have that and just keep in mind, right? So I wake him up so he can watch this. And this is like 11:30, almost midnight when he was like, oh, this is good information, blah, blah, blah. Goes back to sleep.
He loves you.
And then when he went to the gym, he sent me an IG.
About the?
Yeah. And he was like, I'm so glad. This is like so crazy. You sent me this last night. Look at this. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's so crazy.
And I looked at it like, this must have happened a long time ago. You know, like, that is unreal.
So I still don't even know what time it happened. Obviously, it was night or early morning.
1:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. That is so crazy.
Well, I saw that, it was at night. And all I could really say is, thank God it wasn't during the day. When people are...
rush hour... could you imagine?
Just all over that bridge. Anyway.
There was a girl on some of the live coverage. They, I forgot that it was funny to watch regular people be interviewed as witnesses on stuff. There was some stuff today with Baltimore folk. And it wasn't even the Black folks actually had it together, but there's a section of...
Were they Essex whites?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he just couldn't get past the fact that he won't be able to go fishing at the bridge no more and wouldn't stop talking about it. I was like, oh my God. Get him off the camera, guys. This is not it. This is not it. Cut. But there was a Black girl on there and she was like, yeah, I heard it when it happened, but as soon as it happened, my dad called me because she said that she was wondering, like, why is dad calling us? She was at home with her mom. Why is dad calling us at 1:30 in the morning? But he leaves and goes to work that time of night. And he had just crossed the bridge and it collapsed like a minute or two later. And so she was like, yeah, by the time I answered the phone, like, I could hear the fire trucks and this and that.
What?
And I was like, oh my God. Because what I thought was crazy yesterday was when I was leaving to go pick up the pop-up stuff from Monica, there was a crazy fucking fire. Like, when I left my house and got on Lawson Road, I saw, like, it looked like clouds, but it was so dingy. And I was like, what the fuck? Is this pollution? And then, like, all the fire trucks came, and I was like, okay, maybe there's a fire. And then I got closer to it, and it was over to the left, but it was crazy. And I was like, God damn, like, somebody's or some folks like day and lives have changed just now. It was an insane fire out in Bowie. But
I didn't even know about that.
Because I didn't see the actual fire till like later in the day. Yesterday was on probably Kill Mo or something.
Okay.
But it was insane. But anyway, that was enough of a disaster. But that bridge shit is absolutely crazy. That shit fell
immediately.
Like it was being held up with like fucking toothpicks or something.
Immediately. Also, what the fuck happened to the boat? Why? What was that black smoke coming out that fucking boat?
Bitch. Can you imagine how they felt being in that boat?
Knowing that they about to hit the...
Like the excitement that came from revive, because the power went out and it got it back on twice.
And still.
That shit hit it. They need to look at...
structures?
Because... Who is that? Is that the Army Corps of Engineers?
I don't.
Do they do all the bridges or just?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't think so. Moving on. I'm sorry. Yeah, it showed me a lot about just the structural soundness. Like we are being very trusting, doing a lot of things. Like, bitch, we about to get on airplanes again. Niggas are getting
on a cheap ass airline
murdered too. For trying to tell the truth about the airplanes that we're all riding. And we are still going out of town. So we're all being very trusting all the time.
I mean, everything that we do, every time we get into a car.
Yeah.
We're just hoping that things go well because you don't know.
Yeah, you really don't know. And that's what I was telling my nephew today, because he was like, well, auntie, I'm never going to get on a boat. It just does not seem safe. And I said, well, you also would have to avoid getting in a car and going over a bridge and all of that. So you can't focus on that. You just have to focus on whatever happens, happens. Like some things you can't control. Everything happens as it should.
That doesn't make sense to his little mind, because all he cares about is control.
Bitch, he watched those videos over and over again trying to figure out what happened with the boat and why the boat did not hit his brakes. Because he said on ABC Mouse, when something needs to slow down, it hits the brakes. So why didn't he hit his brakes? And he was staring at me like, I want to see if you lie to me or not. I need closure on this. Can I trust you? And I was like, okay, well, the power went out. And he was like, well, how do you know that? And I said, all right, Danita, he's not being smart with you. He just wants to know how you know. So show him the video. So, bitch, he got out. We got out because we were late this morning. We late, you got to walk up to the door. So we're walking, and one of his friends is like,
did he fuss you out about that?
No. Because it was outside of my control. Plus, they be late a lot.
Okay.
But we're walking, and one of his friends is behind us. He's like, Derek, good morning, Derek. Right? Derek Chase is like, and I said, Derek Chase, say hello to your friend. He's making it weird because the little boy is walking with his mom, right? So I'm trying to make small talk with her. And I'm like, Derek Chase, just talk to your friend. And he was like, and so I said, well, what's wrong? Why are you being like this to your friend? And he was like, we need to know what happened to the boat. Like he was still trying to figure that out. He did not want to be a little kid. He was not interested. And I just felt
so bad. This is your family for sure.
good morning, Derek, good morning. Mm-hmm.
I just really love how you recognized it as weird. When someone is saying your name and greeting you, and you're choosing to just ignore it.
Sometimes I'm just trying to get gas. I don't know what to run into
high school. You just recognized that it was weird behavior. That's my point. You just recognized that it was weird behavior.
All right.
There. So the bottom line is, rest in peace to those who we may have lost in this accident. Can we call it an accident?
Tragedy, bitch.
Tragedy.
That shit was tragic. Like, I know that person driving that boat or captaining it or whatever you do with a boat.
Right, because then are those people okay? Because then the bridge fall onto them?
Kind of, but the boat looks like it is in good shape. The boat fucked that bridge up, bitch. And the boat had no business anywhere near it. And it knew that. They tried. Because the last video I watched, it showed the route and when they tried to course correct and the power went out and came back on and went out and came back on.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. And so I just feel like when you know you're about to cause that much harm to someone, I'm sure that's going to be with that person. But I am so proud of all of the first responders that were there, because just watching them talk about the experience, it was something that it just made me feel really proud of those people that choose to do that work. Because when people were on there, the reporters were asking idiotic fucking questions. And the goddamn first responders and the mayor and all them were like, we are not focused on that. There are souls in this water. Mm. We need to find them. We need to make sure they are okay. This is still a search and rescue. This is not a recovery. So, because they're asking stupid shit like, do you think this is terrorism? Do you think, how do you think the community is going to feel about the bridge being gone? And the fucking fire chief or whoever was like, that is not what we are focused on today.
Idiots.
We are finding
somebody should have told them to shut the fuck up.
They each had to get shut down, and they kept asking those kinds of asinine questions. Because if you're out here and it's 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, they're trying to find these bodies and cars. You can't even
see. You can't even see. And the water is already dark by itself.
Oh my God. And the water is freezing. They're just trying to find these people. They're using sonar and all of that. And it's just, you know, what it's, I gotta do. I don't know.
I'll think that out. Something else that I heard, like you were talking about the, like how to escape and such. Mm-hmm. I heard that if you, like if you know that you're about to fall, or as you're falling, if you roll the windows down, that helps too. Because if the car is submerged in water, it's harder to break the glass. Mm-hmm. So if the windows are already open, or at least partially open, it.
She said something about that. She said something about that too. And I remember not listening. I remember not listening, because my mind went to a virtual space of how fast would I jump in the back and like take Derek Chase's car seat apart or whatever. You know, I started thinking about that, like you grab him and you go out the back door, the window and stuff. Oh my God. Oh God, please be with those people, like the families, the people that have to get these fucking phone calls.
The phone calls. The people who've been trying to reach their person or their people all day.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know how to transition out of that, but here's a segue. That's a segue. We're just segueing out. I'm sorry. I wish I was better. This drink it looks ridiculous, but it's hitting me so hard.
That's what she said.
New releases and collaborations. I do want to talk about that. So originally I was going to drop like the Freaknik promo today, but that felt crazy. Real crazy. So what I think I'm going to do is shift that to next weekend to be the box. Like you asked me yesterday, I'm going to just do that. And this weekend we'll just do like the restock of the butters and honeys and stuff. It just feels a little insensitive right now. Because I'm still, honestly, I would just like closure on what has happened, et cetera, and just give some respect and space.
What closure are you
looking for? Did they get everyone? Like, I haven't seen the latest, like, over the past maybe 3 or 4 hours. But did they get every car out? Because, like, are people still in the water but okay? I don't know. Just wishful thinking, like, somebody is somewhere or just got carried off by the current over to, like, some driftwood or something, and they got found. Like, I'm
understood
open for shit like
understood
that. But how deep is that river? Do you know?
I don't know. That was something I was thinking about, and I wanted to ask you, but I don't know. You have been watching. the thing. So
yeah, I'm gonna get back to it. But yeah, so Freaknik is going to be just kind of like a fun retro release for We Outside. My goal, and I'm saying it here on the podcast, I am going to market the bug repellent in a way that is outside of my comfort zone because it is really, really good. So
how would it be out of your comfort zone?
TikTok. Excuse me. TikTok.
Okay.
So I'm going to apply these TikTok trainings I've been doing and all that kind of stuff because I know it's an effective product. I have to do something outside of my comfort zone with it. So this is me just throwing myself out there publicly so I can hold myself accountable. You know what I mean? Hi.
Oh, it.
I'm going to do it. So that's coming up. And then also Dopamine. I haven't named the collection yet, but it's going to be a focus on Dopamine decor with the colors that enhance your mood and all of that kind of stuff. I want to be really, really intentional about what colors represent what fragrances and the containers that they're in. So I'm not 100% there with the containers, but it's primarily going to be like candles and room sprays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I have new going on. Collaborations.
With Sable Collective.
Oh my God. Sable Collective. Yes. So we went to Sable. We went to see Shanti last week. And that was lovely as always. We first went to see Shanti together when we were coming back. We went to Poconos.
Oh.
We went to the Poconos. I went as Wumi's partner.
Is that where we did Sable first?
No, we did. We stopped at Sable on our way from that trip.
Right.
We went to go see it because they were talking about Sable Collective on Getting Grown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was such a good trip. Except for when I was scared. I was scared to walk back to the room when you were at your meeting. Remember that?
No.
I was worried about a bear being out there.
This lady is always worried about some kind of wildlife.
It's worried until it happens and you're not prepared.
What was your preparation?
Staying in the car and crying till you came back.
Okay.
So anyway, the Poconos was fun because that is when I was listening to the Gabrielle audiobook.
Yeah.
You put me onto that, correct? We're gonna need more wine. Didn't you tell me about that?
I don't think so.
Oh, it was you or somebody I respect that reads books that put me onto it. And that was good. I listened to that while we were there. And I even slept in my own room. And I think that was my first time sleeping in my own room going somewhere with you. So that was gross.
That was something, but we also very much went back.
Am I going to let you sleep in your own room in Orlando?
I have my own room?
Everybody has their own room. You have your own bathroom. So the question is, are you really going to be able to have your own space?
Yeah, I just knew that we were sharing a space.
Oh, mm-mm.
Well, that's exciting.
No, because originally, you know, Al and Melly were going to be there.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And so, you know, she has a room with Autumn, usually.
Okay.
And, you know, he has sleep with me because, you know, we're married. But yeah, it's enough. I think it's either 9 or 10 bedrooms there, but you have your own bathroom and stuff, so you can just take a bath, relax. Like, there's days that you don't have to see anybody if you don't want to. You just come down and eat. And leave or go to the pool or whatever. So yeah, I will see how much space I give you.
That's fair.
Okay, so did you celebrate any wins recently? I feel like stuff's been going really positive recently. Did I win anything? No, there were no like wins, but I did enjoy, I had a speaking engagement for Women's History Month that was really good. It was a non-Mean Girls, completely not pretentious brunch on Saturday. And it was with a woman that I didn't know. And I didn't realize I didn't know her. But when she introduced me, she was like, and I do not know Nikki at all. She kept saying it.
And you were like, okay.
I was like, okay, cool. But she came in one day to ask for like some stuff for another brunch that she did. And she was talking to you. And I heard whatever she was talking about. This is the story that she told in my introduction. And she was talking about like what she was there for. She hadn't met me, but she just wanted to come and get some products because she kept hearing about it. So I liked whatever she was saying. And I came out and was like, what do you need? You know, whatever. And we went from there. It was a lovely brunch, you guys. It was a women's empowerment. No, it wasn't called empowerment. It was a Women's History Month brunch, but it was called Cocktails and Conversation. And it was a focus on Black women and self-care. And it was so, so good. I was there as a panelist alongside a woman named Dee Dee, a life coach named Dee Dee. And I think her name is like Coaching with Dee Dee. But she was on there talking about boundaries, and she was a really, really good life coach. Like, and she just got in her 60s, I think she said. But she was very, very, it was great to hear her just talk about boundaries. And there was so much authentic conversation about relationships. And she was like, yeah, you know, basically talking to people about how you make all of these exceptions for the man that treats you poorly, but you're ready to cut off your friends and stuff like that. But then on the flip side, if you've outgrown a relationship, you need to know that too. And you need to cut it off, you know, with dignity and things like that. It was a really, really good conversation. But anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, don't do it. And then I was on there talking about boundaries with work. And because somebody asked me some shit about work-life balance. And I was like,
what the fuck is it?
I could speak to it now.
Well, what is a work-life balance? What or work-life business? What the fuck? What?
Y'all, this bitch is struggling in real time with that.
What is it? What is the answer?
For me, it was pausing and looking at my shit from the outside in. Would I appreciate what I am doing? And the first boundary I did with the job and stuff was not bringing, like when I got the Space of Beauty Couture, not doing Zinner Jar in our house. And that made it easier to separate. And then I had to focus on not working all night long just because I can. And so the sacrifice comes in because you just have to invest in what it costs to delegate and hire a service or a person. And then you also have to do the work of creating SOPs so that things can run without you and you can be comfortable taking your hands off the wheel. Like, you know, as long as we've been doing this, everybody knows I've had bumps in the road, but I've figured it out now where it doesn't require me all the time. Like, bitch, when I was in here earlier, maybe it was Al I was talking to. Yes, because he FaceTimed me and I was just out there in the front just taking a nap.
Good for you.
And so I text Paris, I was like, hey, you know, I don't want to make it weird. If you need something out front, it's not going to disturb me. If you wake me up, ask me something if you need to, but I'm taking a nap till 1 o'clock because I was on the spin bike this morning and I can't focus right now. I don't know. She was probably like, oh God, I'll just do everything. But it's good to just be able to take a nap when I want to and all of that. So my work-life balance is just being intentional about that, being intentional about our time and showing up for, like, I pressed it a little bit by trying to make this shit. I did. But I also should have been making it early when I was asleep on the couch.
Yeah, but you were
asleep. Because I got delivered in the morning.
You were asleep. So you definitely couldn't have, you wouldn't have heard that alarm.
Now I got to be honest with you. Instead of sleeping on the couch, I was laying there watching videos of the live coverage.
Okay.
All right. I just had to be honest. I didn't want you to give me unnecessary credit, undue credit. But yeah, so my work-life balance is that, and I just shared that. And I was like, but it's also important to have friends and partners that really see your vision and support you. Because if they don't get it, if they can't connect with it, the relationships and stuff are not even going to survive, boundaries or not. If they don't take what you have going on seriously, because they'll always find a way to be offended or feel left out or not thought of. And it's just hard. It's hard to navigate all of that, but that's how you do it. But yeah, it was a really, really great time, and the fucking food was delicious. Some of the best wings that I've had. It was chimichurri wings. Am I pronouncing that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those wings, and I didn't eat the deviled eggs, but the deviled eggs had crab meat, shrimp, and lobster, like just chopped up fresh
on it and a piece of bacon. Like, it was a whole fucking situation. So it was a lovely brunch, and it was put on by Better Days Cafe. So shout out to her.
All right. And where was that? Where's Better Days Cafe?
It is what she calls her catering business. So it was at a venue right off of, it wasn't far from you. So challenges and pivots. I think we're killing shit right now. I don't think we're pivoting. Right?
Right.
Yeah, like, I think you're really, like, finding your groove. Like, can we just do, like, a Wumi appreciation moment? You're butterflying again.
Okay.
This are you going to so cry? Good. No. I don't know. No. Okay. No. You are butterflying again. You did it before with your first shoot, and we couldn't tell you shit. And now you're getting TV comfortable. You ought to be everywhere.
I'm speaking it into existence. I'm speaking my own segment into existence. I'm going to be a nervous wreck. Mm-mm. But
don't speak that into existence.
No. I mean, like, inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do great. And
it's easy. Like, you're pretty. People already want to listen to what an attractive person is saying.
Okay.
Right? So you're 80% there. And you're the only person that knows what the fuck you're talking about with beads.
Okay. I take it. Mm-hmm. I accept.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is going to taste like. So,
oh, man.
Good luck.
Cheers. Oh, it's pretty okay. I'm going to get some ice.
Okay. You have ice? You want cups?
I think you have ice, like, in the freezer. You bought a bag of ice here like a year ago.
Okay. Yay for us. I don't know. I'm really just trying to stay focused because I feel like I'm dying. My body is fighting me, not in like a disease way, but I have a uterus and it's trying to kill me way. And so I really just want to go lay down. And wake up in less pain tomorrow. So let's see how that goes.
Did you take anything? Does that help?
It doesn't. So what I'll do is I might take like an Advil or a Tylenol or something. I'll take like a Tylenol or an Advil or something. And it just kind of slightly dulls.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it doesn't make a difference. I went for my walk today and I was like, because, you know, they encourage physical activity when you're on your cycle. They say that that can help the cramps. And I'm like, who told y'all that? Is it just because you're hurting in other ways that, you know, like, is it a distraction? Because what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Look, last night, Al was like, are you okay?
No, nigga, I'm not okay.
He was like, I haven't heard you complain about your cramps or anything this time. This is usually really bad. And I was like, it's because my back died.
Oh, so you have other pain to focus on.
My cramps lost the fight.
Who will help us?
Who? I don't know, you guys. I have officially lost 40 pounds.
Congratulations!
Thank you very, very, very
much. Wow!
But.
Oh.
My back has died on the Peloton.
Mm.
So now I'm struggling because I don't want to go back where I was, but I might have to figure out an alternative workout. And I have loved spinning since I first discovered it. I used to love step class, but spinning is really my shit. And so I get up every day even when I don't feel like it, and I do the ride. And so it really helped me because I've talked about Ozempic on here, correct? Well, even if I didn't, I did Ozempic from like last March, kind of off and on until the end of September. And it definitely gave me like the push I needed, but I also needed to figure out like a sustainment plan. So, because I didn't want to use it to get skinny. I just felt like I needed a fair chance because I had gained like 20 pounds like that when I was on steroids last holiday season.
With your hives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was immediate. Remember I kept saying I had moon face syndrome or whatever? That was really, it would make me upset looking in the mirror.
Is that a real thing? Or mm-hmm. did you make that up?
No, it was a real thing.
Wow. Okay.
And because it's like the first response that many people have to steroids mm-hmm. is the moon face. And I couldn't take it. I couldn't take seeing my pictures and looking in the mirror and stuff like that, even though I had to do the steroids to deal with whatever the fuck I was responding to. But I just felt like it would give me a fair start to get back to where I was. I used to be extremely health conscious and work out for fun. But when my back died officially like 2016 or so, I had to be sedentary. I was walking hunched over a lot and it really fucked with me mentally even. So I'm trying to treat my body well. And I never want to be in that situation again. So how did I get here? What the fuck were we talking about? I don't know. That's my business. You guys don't know more of my business.
Yay.
I don't know how we got to fitness.
It's on your mind.
Oh, you know what it was? My back died, cramps, telling Al that. There we go. Boom.
Yeah, so okay. one worse pain.
Yeah.
Is the reason why you weren't talking about the other terrible pain.
Because them cramps, they be putting me down. But the back pain was like, oh, nah, bitch, you remember me? I'm the one that can truly hurt you.
And will.
Yes. It's like, that's like a fucked up ex. Like, oh, you think you happy?
Ha!
You happy without me? Oh, you was away? Oh, no, no, no.
You thought you was good.
Thought it was,
ho.
Happy birthday, set. Thought it was.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about the shit that's going on in the world that we haven't talked about already.
Okay.
What's going on with your man, Diddy?
Whose man is this? So there was video. So, you know, at first people were saying that once his houses were raided, bitch, it was all three houses. Well, not all, I don't know if he only has three houses, but it was New York, Miami, and LA. Jesus. And someone had said that he was on a plane headed to island somewhere, but there's actual video of him like pacing somewhere in Florida, I think.
He's pacing?
He was like walking on the street. There was video of him.
I saw a tweet where somebody said he's out there pacing like he's contemplating killing himself.
I feel like that's a jump. He probably was just like, what the fuck is going on?
You don't think he would kill himself?
No. Mm. Honestly, I think that he would, even if he ends up going to jail, I think he's going to pay some money so that he is in the cushiest jail situation that mm-hmm. he can be in. I don't see him killing himself.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You would know the legal stuff.
You wouldn't know the legal stuff? I don't. How was that the legal stuff? We're just talking about this person.
His options. He would pay to go to expensive jail.
That's not like a legal thing. That's like a corrupt thing. That's like someone who just has money to do things that they want to do. It's not like a legal option.
Would you like to pay us off? No, we only roll these options out for people like you. Which one do you want? Sean,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy.
But yeah, that dude, I don't know. I mean, whatever he got coming to him, have at it. Have at it. Because that's all I got. That's all I got. He allegedly gave us great music. We don't know how many producers he really like ripped off and stole from or whatever. But no, we got some great music out of that.
He definitely did. But yeah, he was behind some amazing music for sure. You know what's been pissing me off? The people who are like, oh, So now, so if they got Diddy, they got Diddy. So are we going to stop listening to him like we stopped listening to
the child one? I know he's talking about. You know,
you know what's funny?
I stopped myself from typing.
I'm sure the first one that I saw was probably who you're talking about, mm-hmm. but I saw more after that. And I was just like, you people just, you can't even help yourselves. Number one is, if these, I don't care that it's a Black person when they are doing that kind of harm in our community to us.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Go to jail. Sit in the electric chair.
Yeah.
Die. I don't care. I don't care because you didn't care when you were harming all these people and fucking up their lives. You didn't give one fuck.
Jadakiss tried to tell us, and bleep this out if I can't say this word anymore. Raping you, raping you, raping you, oh raping you. Remember that shit? Bet you it was double entendre. Bet you. But he been doing people dirty in the community.
Wow!
Gina Thompson, Danity Kane. What was her name? Cherry Dennis.
Cherry Dennis.
And they played the shit out of her song. Do you remember when Danity Kane had to rehearse to the Cherry Dennis song? Like every episode as they had the cuts and stuff. Remember that song?
I love you.
Because every time, do, and they had to dance and do the
bullcacking. My God.
He gave us eras. He did. Making the Band. That is classic Negro television. Also, two things can be true. He gotta fucking go. He gotta fucking go. Wherever he's supposed to go, he gotta go. And Misa Hylton Brim, that bitch is just... You seen her stories and stuff?
Recently? No.
Yeah, she posted something yesterday. And she also, when Justin first got arrested or got a DUI or something a year or two ago, she started jumping out there about Diddy. And what we all didn't know was that Justin was fully under his influence and affiliated with whatever the fuck he had going on. And she was sick of that shit. And I guess whatever influence that he had over UCLA and all of that. So she's been sitting there waiting to say something too. And what did Kimora say? As Kimora said, what the fuck? Something happened today? Like, it was something petty. And I was like, because Kimora has been...
She has been telling us, fuck that man. Where's my... Like, he has something to do with my sister. And then, isn't there someone else?
Yes. The one that wrote... I know this. Bling.
That was a Diddy situation, not a Jay-Z situation?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because the Jay-Z one, her name is... her name was Corinne, right? Coriana. Her real name is Coriana. But yeah, that was Claudia's friend. Claudia
Jordan.
Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all, this is a really good drink. I'm fucking falling apart, bitch. Having the time of my life.
We're doing what we can.
We're doing amazing, sweetie. Freaknik.
Did you
ever go? Serena, how old do you think we are?
No. Let's not do that. Because we were all in college at the same time.
Yes, it did.
Because
Alan went. So the tail end of it, we were old enough to go.
Yeah.
Oh, we were.
So when I was at Morgan, I remember people talking about going. I think like my first 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't really hear about it anymore. Like, people had started going to Miami for spring break. And I went to Miami. I did not go to Freaknik. I went to Miami one time for spring break. And them motherfuckers did not stop touching me. And I said, I'm never going back. It was my birthday weekend. I was like, this is how y'all doing me on my birthday? No. Stop touching me.
Bitch, my first time on an airplane was spring break Miami. And I told you how crazy that went. Everybody got drunk from those Wet Willies big ass drinks. We all got high octane or whatever the fuck that was.
Whatever it was.
It just ended up whatever like just fighting and shit until everybody fell asleep on the floor. That's just fair. A crazy.
Fun fact about me, I have never been to Miami. I feel like I missed the Miami window.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still go, but it's not going to be that bullshit.
But also, like,
and you don't need
does
it.
Does that even sound like me? What you guys have experienced in Miami? Would I even enjoy that? You know what I mean?
No. I don't know how we would present day with what we require.
No, well, I mean, I've thought about just taking like a quick trip down there. Because what I know is that. I know the places that I can stay.
Mm-hmm.
I know the liquor store that I could go get my shit. It's the Publix around the corner. I can walk to get my
little, are the queen of Miami.
My groceries and you know, like the chicken, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And go back to the space that I'm in and be good. Mm-hmm. You know, because all I really need is to get up. Go to the beach. I'm sitting out there all day or in the morning or get me something to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's an easy trip for me because you can get a cheap trip to mm-hmm. Miami. You can find some decent accommodations that are not going to ruin your pockets and just be able to chill. And it's warm and sun. That's what the fuck I need.
Yeah, your tropical ass loves Miami. That makes so much sense. You know, my family's out there now. The first half of the trip is Miami.
Oh.
And then they are driving to Orlando from Miami.
Oh.
Yep. And I said, that's anywhere else? He was like, oh, you know, the kids just really love this JW Marriott in Miami. So we're going to go there first because they love the water park in there. And I said, oh, okay. I didn't have a whole week though. Okay, so the Freaknik documentary, did you watch it? You did, right?
I did.
Yeah. So yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed learning about the origin and stuff. I felt like a lot was missing. And I felt like they had to cut it out because our aunties, uncles, current supervisors, SESs, and all of that. We're definitely there cutting the fuck up. Did you see Cecil and Simone?
I saw it and I was like, wait, is that them? Definitely. It was their era.
I saw their picture after and I said, you know what? I thought about them so many times during the documentary. And to see that they were actually there, I was like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. It's so precious. It really is. I never went and I was never really like super aware of it. I just thought it was something that older kids could do. And then by the time I was in college, I think it was just off my radar. But I remember, so when I was hearing about all of that and seeing Salt and Pepper and Kid and Play, and I think why I'm so attached to that genre and shit is because I wanted to be a teenager so bad when they were grown. Oh my God, I did not want to be 7 when House Party was out. I didn't want to be no fucking kid watching it at a sleepover. I wanted to be there dancing and wearing biker shorts. Remember that? Ain't my type of high, baby.
I remember. I didn't want to be older. I just wanted to do the dances. I don't think I ever just wanted to be older. I definitely like wanted to be out of the house. Like,
I wanted to be wherever Play
and
Peter Venkman were. At all times.
Who was Peter Venkman?
From Ghostbusters?
Which?
Another podcast.
Which one is that?
Oh, God. The one that Bill Murray played. He was really smart and sarcastic.
Let's go ahead. What else are we?
So you know when they were like, Khalees is with Bill Murray. I was like, oh, I get it. I loved him
Bill
as Peter Venkman.
Murray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I do not think Luke's involvement was necessary at Freaknik.
It wasn't, because he honestly, that he came on and just brought too much nigga energy for me.
And he gives me a
ick. That's what the children say. Yes. Do you
know I didn't know the lyrics to I Wanna Rock until I started listening recently? And I will now.
There is a reason. There is a reason that people were like, fuck, get this off the radios. Burn this music right now. There's a reason.
Do you know that they are saying head, head, and more head?
That makes sense. Instead of
you thought it was hey?
Of course I did. I listened to it on the radio.
I definitely did too. I heard that shit on Tidal. I was like, no. It's too much. Oh God. Who were the young men in this video? Oh God.
Their videos are the first time I saw thongs. Who even knew that was a thing?
Right.
And then it's just right. Ass and a sliver of material.
Oh my God.
And that's just what they could show us. Do you know what the hell else was going on?
Woman.
Yeah, I understand that he was a piece of that. And he really did. He and his crew's energy changed the energy of the Freaknik.
Mm-hmm.
It was very apparent.
And then you see how they do the shade like Facebook. Like, remember Facebook became ghetto when everybody could get in without a college email?
Right.
And then they kind of subtly said, and then locals started coming, and it wasn't just for college.
But then it wasn't just locals. It was your
uncles. People from everywhere. Old niggas came.
It was your uncles.
Yes.
And I'm showing up.
Seeing the uncles.
Can you imagine seeing a 40, a 50-year-old man coming through at a college event?
Gordon was there, bitch.
Talking about Gordon.
Are we ready?
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Because that episode, okay. Ashley and her friend, Ashley's friend who came in and the fight, and Kiana, is that her name?
I think it's Kiana. It's like Kiana, but like an R.
Okay. The K friend. The fact that her fucking forehead was busted is insane to me. Candace talking shit. Robin's not on the show no more. Candace not on the show no more.
Carlos thinks that Candace is stepping away because she's with child.
Well, good for her.
That would be good for her.
I don't feel like the show is going to miss anything if Candace is not there. And I feel like the show is only going to get better with Robin not there. The question is, what is Giselle going to do without her sidekick?
Giselle can thrive without Robin. And I think Robin would be good without Giselle too. They're not good together. But what was Giselle on without her? Ultimate Girls Trip?
Mm-hmm.
And she was good. She buddied up with somebody though, because she can't stand alone. Do you remember who she was buddied up with?
I don't remember, but I did see that she and Candace acted like normal people when it was just them two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it says something about both of them, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
That
dynamic was just, it just became toxic.
Because what are we even doing here?
It was based on colorism, like everyone said. There was some colorist stuff when it came to like who can be considered aggressive versus who couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time this season came around, it wasn't even about that. It was about teams.
And that's it. Just staying strong. I didn't like that they just, I understood it. Because when I don't fuck with somebody, I don't fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I can be in a room with someone that I don't fuck with and you not know that I really don't fuck with that person. Unless you are specifically watching me, I'm not going to shift the energy in the room because I don't fuck with this person.
Right.
They couldn't do that. And that was really ridiculous to watch.
Yeah.
It felt so childish. And then the relationship between the relationship between Candace and Robin the way that deteriorated, like, what are we even doing here? What are we talking about? What the fuck is going on? And neither of them could really say anything. I don't know. Wendy,
I love Dr. Wendy. Okay, so you know that, right?
We all know that.
But I believe
The children are the future.
Dr. Wendy could take a season off, figure out what her thing is going to be. But it's a new thing every season, and we don't really get to see these things thrive.
Well, let's see what happens with the show.
I feel like the season should have ended celebrating the show or the show achieving something. You know what I mean? I feel like she starts these things and it kind of like fizzles out as the season goes on. Mm-hmm. Because what did they do? What fucking Giselle and Ashley, they're on Printful just doing exercise clothes?
Is that what?
No, I'm just being shady. But like, does it take much more than that?
What I'm telling you is that I don't give a fuck about anything that they're about to put out because I don't trust either of them.
Yeah, and calling it G&A, Giselle and Ashley just clothes are concerned. It was like,
neither one of y'all.
Can we just tell y'all to do a business? Like, hey, do a business. Make a business. Take a content.
I think that I know Wendy, like, she, like, really wants to have something of her own outside of academia. Mm-hmm. And I think I understand that. Mm-hmm. But also, like, maybe, you know, like, your husband's business is doing really well. How about maybe just help him with that or, you know, stay in line with that. Like, she's already accomplished so much. And I am by no means saying that there's a limit to what you can do. But also, I don't feel like the goal should just be entrepreneurship. I just want to be an entrepreneur. So I'm going to throw anything at the wall that sticks. Like your husband's business, it seems to be really thriving and doing well. So why not help him with that? Focus on that. Y'all can do lines of, not lines, but you know, yeah.
Or come to me.
And do what?
Put this fucking butter on your skin.
No, but what is she going to do for you? How was that entrepreneurship for her?
Oh, no. She don't have to do nothing.
Oh.
No, come do some community service. Help a small business.
That's fair.
Yeah. But I mean, I like her and everything, but she didn't bring a lot this season except for like those kind of weird reads. Like it kind of felt like somebody was doing her hair and was like, and then when the bitch say this to you, you say this.
This is what you should say.
And bitch, you about to kill them bitches. Look at your body. This is what you're wearing today. So walk in, wear your shit, and then say blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, God. Yeah. She could sit there, she could own the room if she just wouldn't talk.
I think NECA can come through and be better. NECA still has a chance.
Yep.
To shift and be a key player on next season.
Yeah. She could turn it around.
She has the time. She can do it. She just has to really
realign herself. I bet you she saw the reaction to her and her get with behavior. I bet she's going to be totally different in her second
season. And I am rooting for her, honestly.
Me too.
I'm rooting for her.
I love a Black woman.
No kidding.
I want a Black woman to succeed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, I remember I wanted to like her. I was like, what, she's so cute.
That's so off-brand.
Oh my God.
Anyway, fuck Giselle. I don't really care for her.
Her dad died.
So I'm supposed to care about her?
Yes.
No.
She joined
no. I can say, I was about to say, I'm sorry for her loss because she lost her dad. And obviously she was very close to her dad. Also, she's a shit person as far as we can see on TV. I don't know her in real life. Mm-hmm. I don't think I know anyone who knows her in real life. But from what I see, she's not anyone that I would want to get to know or be close to from what I see.
I heard she was really like that in college, but that was a long time ago for her.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard present day is that she does what she has to do to get a check.
And that's fair. I am not. I can't say that that's who she is in real life, but from what I see, I'm not interested. Ashley, that this divorce, the reality of her life hit her in the face, I think, very strongly. Because she definitely thought she was about to leave that man and thrive, and she didn't realize that she doesn't have what she thought she had.
She sure doesn't. Let me tell you what I think.
What?
I don't think he would ever get divorced. I think he was done filming with her, and she needed a way to explain that. But I think they have always had an open marriage, but he was tired of being outed and followed and all of that.
And she didn't just want to say, we have an open marriage.
Yeah.
Because they were already real loose.
What Carlos King said a long time ago was that a lot of the Real Housewives are in open marriages. Because the agreement usually is, especially with like an older man and a younger woman.
I have the money.
The agreement, yeah. The agreement is like,
so I'm going to do what I want, but I'm going to take care of you.
Yes. Yes. And they also know that when their libido drops and they become, like, no shade, but when they become like Ray, they know like their hot young wife is still thriving sexually.
But isn't that with Mia's husband?
Yeah, yeah. And the thing, like, I don't think that that is as uncommon.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is either.
But men are also about ego. You know, like, I'm sure Ray knows everything that Karen Huger is doing, but he's not going to acknowledge it.
Right.
But he also is like, look, I'm 100 years old. I'm tired. You know, like, I really think that's where he is. Look at that. That man looks like he is barely with us
when he's
on camera. And that's why we're getting less and less camera time with him.
Yep.
Because he's getting older. And he's
like, tired.
Okay, what? Is that doing? She's still in college or what? She's home this weekend?
What is even happening? What's your
name? And you see Karen is aging back. Listen. She is giving, I am Beyonce Ghost of Christmas Future.
That is what she's
She seems like she really fancies herself as an older Beyonce.
100%.
And it makes sense. So, like, I love that for her. Whatever she's got going on. Because that blue eyes thing, I think that's something that when people get mad at her, they bring it to the forefront. But everybody probably knows.
I don't doubt that. I feel like people who are in relationships with, like, these athletes.
Savannah James. You know she got a life. She's got to have a life of her own.
I know that. I don't know. But I imagine that. That husband is out doing things, and they have an understanding. Don't embarrass me. I'm pretty sure that Kobe and Vanessa had that understanding too, which is why Kobe just went out and spent a ridiculous amount of money.
He bought that ring,
and that lady was right there. She was like, look at it.
The ring was saying, she's just,
I'm gonna listen to all this bullshit that you're saying. Yes. But also knowing that she's
fucking
going to be comfortable for
ass. My God, Kobe. My God. I mean, you know, no disrespect, whatever, but
yeah. But so I'm sure that they have arrangements. Mm-hmm. And so
like you were saying, I'm sorry.
So it's just about
discretion.
Discretion. Keeping your shit together.
Yeah, so that was my point. So Ashley and Michael, I think they were always good to go with all of that. But Michael was like, look, I'm done with this shit. I'm tired of being on TMZ and all this bullshit.
Especially since if you don't want to tell them that we have an arrangement,
yeah,
then just leave me out of it.
But I'm sure she was like, you know what? I need to find a nice grandfather that can take care of me and my mom and just my family of vagabonds.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of you.
Because what did she say at the last episode? She was like, yeah, I rub his feet every night.
She did.
I was like, no, these niggas not divorcing.
Every night?
She doesn't really feel like going with the lie.
You know what? Whether they had an agreement or not, I think that the way she was acting last season was very much like, oh no, I'm about to get a divorce. And I'm going to live my life. And, you know, and I think reality really did hit her in the face. And she was like, oh, wait, it's real out here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how sweet I had it with this man. Like, yeah, he gets on my nerves from time to time, and he's old and, you know, wrinkly and stuff, but there's a lot of security involved here that I do not have without
but
him.
He's like an old freak, though. Like, I think, like, he probably still wants to get down, whereas Ray is like,
what are you? Get away from me!
I am tired, Karen. Wait, don't you have some friends or something? Where's you said you're sleeping with somebody. My God, I'm tired. I want to watch Wheel of Fortune.
And go to bed.
Karen, it's 8 o'clock, for God's sake. I'm going to bed.
Watch Wheel of Fortune while I'm in the bed, so I'm going to sleep right after. I'm not even making it to Jeopardy, okay?
And I say this as a fully active LaDom. It's said with love.
No, there's no judgment.
Okay.
Because whatever works for you in your relationship is what works for you in your relationship.
Yeah.
If you don't want to share that with people, that's fine. But you do whatever works for you is what I think.
Yeah.
Right? Like, fuck judgment in other people, especially people who aren't supporting your life. So if that's what works for you, then good. Go ahead, do it.
Now, I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is next for Robin? Should Robin just focus on being a regular person?
No, well, aren't they opening some spa store or something?
Was that her thing this season? I did not catch it.
Well, I'm not going to say this season, but I think in this last episode or the episode before last, she and Juan went to look at some space.
Okay.
And it was, I think it's about some spa, like a facial care space.
I kind of know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So if that's what she has going, then, you know, go do that. But yeah, you don't need to be on reality TV. Definitely don't try to get your own show because you aren't interesting enough for that.
Yeah, all that I don't care shit is really good if you want to be a regular person, but you're on a show where you showcase your personal life.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point of it.
And
you just make it weird.
If your husband doesn't want to be on the show, that's fine. But what do you have going that is of interest, and not you being in other people's business? That's not enough.
Yeah, and that is my struggle with Robin on this show. Mm-hmm. I remember how petty I felt it was when they were delivering the pizza and trying to expose Karen.
That was so nasty.
But you had
and
some
childish.
Real shit, and then she didn't even live anywhere close to Potomac. She was in the bitch was at Arundel Mills.
Yes, because they were still trying to figure out their financial situation.
You?
But yeah, it's like you don't have any business in this.
Yeah, and so Giselle, her and Giselle, which is it's really good that they're splitting, because like I remember the pay your bills, pay your taxes T-shirt Giselle had
That's
on.
That's right. For
sash that she had NECA wear. And just all of that, I'm like, this is small. This is not
unnecessary.
Good television here. This does not give what Married to Medicine gives us. This,
Married to Medicine is key, or I don't know the word that I'm trying to use, but it's upper echelon in the reality TV arena.
It is. It is. It gets the least respect. Like, it gets treated like the stepchild of the Real Housewives because it's not an actual housewives show, but it has stronger ratings.
It's the best because there are real friendships happening on that show. Like, there's real things on the line on that show as opposed to the other ones that are just like people doing what they think they need to do so that they get talked about the most.
These women know you are on television, Cecil. They do not love you, Cecil. I will never forget. I said, these people are real friends. She is screaming on him like she would scream on him in his fucking living room with no cameras.
Sick of it. Not Cecil.
They like
what's his
you.
Name?
Oh, yeah,
Curtis.
Not Cecil. Curtis. Yeah. I'm sorry, Cecil.
No, but I'm
so
no,
used
but
to her yelling Cecil's name. Cecil.
Yeah.
Did you ever see his interview where he talked about how he stole her from his friend? She was at Spelman and he was at Morehouse.
No.
And he really liked her, but she was like talking to his friend. And then one day she asked him to help her with her waterbed. That's how old they are. And he was like the guy that was known for knowing how to set up a waterbed. So he sets up a waterbed and she makes him dinner as a thank you. And he was just like, oh my God,
I'm not leaving.
And so he was like, well, I know you're dating my friend. She was like, we're not dating.
Oh.
And that was it. So he went and had a conversation with him, and him and Simone have been together ever since.
Let's go. When you know what they say, when you know, you know.
Yeah. He said he was just so proud of her when he got to know her and saw what she built her life from, how she grew up, like, I'm going to be a doctor. And she did all this shit to get there. And then he meets her as like a super motivated Spelman girl and all of that. He was just like, oh, this was it. This was it. And I had to go tell him. Meet me and Simone.
It's very clear that they love each other. That they are like friends.
Yeah.
Even with their kids. Like they enjoy their kids, even when they get on their nerves.
Even when the kids are boring to watch on television.
Okay. You know, the child that I like from a distance.
From a distance.
Allura.
That was the visual. Like, I can't stand her.
From a distance. I like that she gives her mother her same medicine. I don't want to be involved because you're going to piss me off. It's not going to work. I'm going to turn and look at somebody like, who's coming to get this one? No.
Amen.
But yeah, I do enjoy her from a distance. Wait, so did we get into the Mia and Gordon shit?
We didn't.
All right, so
it was just back to back, gagging, gasping, pause, wait, what did he say?
Bitch, my mouth was
what did he say?
Gape.
Like fucking Mia's mouth. Mia was standing there like
like, okay, you know the cameras are here and this is what you're doing.
Okay, Gordon.
Okay.
But Gordon.
That man was sick of
he
it.
He kept walking out the fucking room.
That man was sick of it. Lord have mercy.
He was sick of her shit. Oh my God. He was like, I'm not going to pretend with you. I'm going to burn your ass alive in these last 10 minutes of the season.
So
you done played with me all fucking season.
Mia has been sleeping with her ex for the entirety of her marriage. And before the marriage, because one of the children may be his or may be the ex's, which is very crazy to me. The fact that
everybody's too calm talking about this
part. I was like, everyone has enough money to go get a paternity test, but are y'all both that much in love with this lady that you're just like, it doesn't matter, that's my son, I'm treating him like he's my
son.
Isn't
that crazy?
And you know what? You know what else that goes to say, that goes to show? You know those people who like to say that they're looking for purity in their wives, or, you know, you can't be a wife if you've been friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes to show that that doesn't mean anything.
No. Niggas are competing to make hoes housewives. Seriously, that shit doesn't matter.
When you care about somebody, you care about them. It doesn't.
And when they put it on your ass like you've never had in your life, they will move heaven and earth.
And even if you're not.
Paternity aside, bitch.
Even if you're not. If you are enthralled with someone, you're enthralled with them. Mm-hmm. Period. That's it. So, all of that to say, care about who you care about and leave it at that. All that shoulda, coulda, you know, this is what you're supposed to. Nah, whatever you like is what you like. Mia and that's said, okay.
Mia said, do you. Do whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want.
Whenever you
with
want.
With reckless abandon, listen, apparently.
Listen.
And you'll always land on your feet. Hmm. Because I do not believe that she will be with Inc. forever.
I saw some pictures today where they were standing like on a carpet, the red carpet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was closer to the camera than she was. So mm-hmm. It was like this. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. How do I do this? Okay. So this is Mia and this is Inc. to make them look like they were the same height. Because when they're together, he's down here. I don't know how, it doesn't matter. They're not the same height. But she loves that man.
Well, Mia loves herself.
She enjoys that man at this time.
Mia loves to survive. I agree. She enjoys him at this time. I would recommend that he don't get too comfortable.
It might be too late.
Yeah, well, when I heard that interview he did, he was all in.
I'm sprung.
And he was lying and shit. And I get it.
Lying about what?
He lied about their timeline on the Carlos King interview. Because he was like, they never got together sexually or none of that until, except for when she was single. And it was never any overlap with him and Gordon and all that stuff. But really, like, you know, it was a lot more to it. Mm. Obviously, with the child, where that child is concerned. But, I mean, I think that Mia is going to be with, like, I really think she's going to be with one of them old, like, uncle-ass sports correspondents. That's what I see. Like, I don't see her jumping out there with these young boys. Like, what's her name? Delia? Damn it. I love this girl. I can't think of her fucking name. You know what I'm talking about.
You love her? The one who just said she was pregnant?
Yeah.
You love her?
Yeah. I don't like how everybody... I told you, I feel like she is a product of what she was exposed to.
I mean...
I love her like a little sister. Like, hey, I get it. But, you know, talk to me.
Okay.
Talk to me.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't think she had big sisters in her life to teach her anything other than what she knows. Whatever. What the fuck is her name, though? I can't remember.
I don't know, because I started to say Darla, and that's not
it. And I'm like Darcy, but that's not it.
Drea!
We did it. Come on, Auntie Power. Did it, bitch. We didn't stop till we got to the bottom.
We gotta figure this out. It's a D. It's a D with some A's in it.
Girl, I was Darcy like shit just now.
It's not Darla. What is that lady's name?
But yeah, but Mia's gonna lay on her feet again with somebody rich.
Yeah, she's going to figure it out. So good for her.
I didn't watch De'Ara from Detroit yet. Did you?
I did. I watched it today.
Is it like a bunch of episodes, or is it one at a time? Is it a movie?
I saw three episodes today, and I watched the three of them. I also signed up for a fucking BET Plus account so I could watch them. And so it's free for a week, and after that, it's $9.99 a month. Oh, and I am so fucking sick of all these dumbass motherfucking streaming apps who are nickeling and diming us because Peacock just added some fucking Peacock already did Peacock added some fucking ads to the shows. I'm already sick of goddamn Amazon Prime that did it. Why is everybody? Why?
Because Comcast is sitting back, like I told you so.
But Comcast,
Comcast,
had you just done the right thing in the first place, the shit was too fucking expensive, which is why we left you. You didn't say, okay, you people are starting to go elsewhere. Let's make it more reasonable for you. No, you insisted on keeping that shit sky high. So, yes, we went somewhere else. And now what?
And you know what they did, though? They just made they increased the rate of the fucking internet and all the Mbps that you use and all the shit, man. Oh, my God. They got us by the balls. Whoever decided to make cable, if I could do it again, I would not be doing no fucking shea butter. I would make up cable. This imaginary bullshit.
It's so funny.
Because the way they slow your shit down to let you, hey, you got to pay your bill. We slowed it down. You want to watch your little shows, right?
It's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying. But yes, I watched that show.
Okay. So you recommend
it? Yes. It is between a comedy and a drama, in a different way, because it seems like some of the time they're giving like I'm being serious, but the shit is funny. Mm-hmm. Like I'm being serious, but in a funny way. I don't know how.
Yeah, dramedy.
Yes. Watch it. Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Abbott is so good.
This last episode, I really laughed out loud so many times watching that fucking episode.
Jesus. We don't have money for this. First of all, Teenie, we wound that shit so many times.
Ashley as Ava's sorority sister.
This show is so well written.
I said, what?
The way, like the jokes, like the levels. I watched that episode 3 times and was still uncovering jokes.
Bitch, Jacob's new boo.
Remember he said, I was nothing serious. He said, huh? Wooly, I almost peed on myself.
But no, what he said, huh? What he said, did he just make me fall in love with him?
Wooly, it was so, I was like, who are people in this room writing this show? I don't know.
Fucking Janine running back and forth from her office to I said give me the test.
Wumi, the way that girl thought that CPR was kickball was absolutely crazy. I was in tears. When she kicked that shit and ran.
I loved that episode. And then when she kicked it, they were like, oh. I love that episode. And
Barbara's face was just like.
I enjoyed it terribly. Yes.
Also, her subtle glow up. These outfits, Janine,
her body
is dressing better. This whole situation, it seems so intentional and well done.
We are watching her grow up. Oh, and I love it so much.
Yeah, I think she needed that. Her character, like they knew that she needed that. We didn't know.
Also, why the fuck is, what's his name, Terry?
He is the star of that fucking
show. Why is he just sneaking up in places when he was like, hey, Abbott? Greg was like, why?
Then they can say he was the president of PCA. And remember, he was saying something about it on that episode where he showed up, like the Parents and Tariq Association or some shit.
I said, this man.
Niggas answering questions and he playing with the fucking microphone trying to balance it.
He said, the applause lets me know that was important. I love that show so much.
Tariq is a fucking star, bitch.
I love it.
That whole ensemble, they are, oh, they're so good together. And it's like, it's another episode that feels like a subtle nod to The Office. Without being heavy-handed. Mm-hmm. Like the CPR shit, the way they did it differently, but then they started with the crazy-ass basketball game, it just felt...
Because that... Why? I love it. I love the show. I love
that
it.
That is such a good show. That show makes me feel so happy. My God. What are your... Okay, we can do this quickly. What are your 3 favorite episodes? No particular order or in particular order.
Number one is season 1, episode 8. What is it called? Family? Work family?
Family.
That's my number one favorite. Number one favorite.
If somebody try to give you drugs, punch him in the face. Remember when Gregory was dancing?
And them kids were like, okay.
I've never seen Gregory experience
joy. what's my second favorite? I think this last episode is my second favorite. Mm-hmm. I've already watched it like 4 times. I was like, mommy, I'm about to watch this again. She was like, okay.
Was she like Everton?
Oh, yes. So she, you know, because she was standing up watching it at first. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, I'm about to go to my room.
Yeah, the standing up means I don't know if I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I might not sit down
Because she watches the show. Mm-hmm. But I said, I'm about to put it on again. She went and sat down on the couch. I said, good, let's watch. what is my 3rd favorite episode? I don't know.
So we have two faves.
Okay.
The other one that I like now is Gifted Program, when the kids have the chickens and the snakes.
Okay.
And the girl in the beginning is, I don't like potatoes.
You say that sometimes.
I do. I say that, and I need some bananas in the green room.
Oh, need some bananas in the green room.
Bitch, what?
Sir?
He was like, tell him to go crazy.
No, what was the part where he said, something break.
Oh, the interlude? He's like, that's what we call an artistic break.
Yeah.
He was like, what if Shorty right here was on drugs right now?
Tariq, shut up!
He was talking to the little girl.
And she was like, I'm a girl!
What's up, little man? And he was like, all right, Shorty, where's my dessert? That nigga is a fool. He is so talented. So I looked him up after that episode, and it seems like he was kind of like a struggling comedian with like rap parody albums.
Yes, you told me.
But
he needed the show.
This was his lane. And then to hear more, do you know who that is? He's a part of Kev on Stage and them.
Yes,
he was on that episode.
Yes, he's been on two episodes, right?
What?
I feel
the only one I noticed him on was the one where he was a protester.
I feel like he was on. I might have. There was another episode where there were there was like parent involvement.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I feel like I feel like this was his second episode.
Okay, yeah, it could have been. I wouldn't have been looking for him before this season.
Okay,
because I saw him live when we went to see him and
Tony Baker. I enjoy him. He is foolish.
Yeah, well, I recognize him as one of Al's friends. His internet.
Okay. That's friends. All right,
but yeah. He's funny. He was really funny on there. What if the Blacks was an acronym for something? I was like, this show is so fucking good. Oh my gosh. All right. So that would conclude our Abbott appreciation section.
Abbott, we love you.
We do.
I need some Abbott gear. I want an Abbott backpack.
Yeah.
I do.
We should get. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy are back, and bitch, I could not be happier.
I have been.
That was the greatest surprise in the world.
This lady did not know what were we doing, and I said something about the show being on, and you were like, "What,
bitch?" You said some shit casually, and you could have knocked me over with a fucking feather because that was some shit. It hurt.
Is that
me.
Some Southern shit?
It must be.
Okay,
it must be. I thought it was common, but I was in so much pain because that shit had just got back good. And then the writer's strike. And I said, well, this hurts.
Why would they do that to us?
It hurts so bad.
I'm so sorry. Have you seen the previews for Dragon Thrones?
Nope. I don't want to get myself too excited.
Oh, well, it's coming.
Because it's going to be, what, in the summer or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, I can't do this.
I'm so excited.
I love that show.
I don't want to watch it again and then have to wait some more. So I'm going to watch it again, like, right before the premiere comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get excited because the way that last episode...
That shit was,
and the way that lady was at the fire, and she like, oh
yeah, God. Yeah, that was good. Woo! That was good. We gotta clap it up again. That was good acting.
Bitch, bring the show back. Bring the show back.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I might watch that episode again. I remember this part.
Oh,
sorry, you guys. We are rubbing our thighs. This is an audio broadcast as well. We're doing what? What was her name?
Blonde lady with the uncle.
All right, yeah, we definitely throwing that in there with Married to Doctors. Definitely. Definitely. And we're going to add Al shit, hospital sex.
No, but Grey's Anatomy and
Station 19.
Station 19 are good.
Yeah. Do you know I was crying?
At what?
Last Friday, I was I was like, what is going on?
What had you crying?
When they laid under the table with oh. with the man he was signing. I was like, oh my God. And they're all like hugging under the table. And I was like, what kind of tradition is this?
No, he was just on the floor and they were like, oh, we want to get close to him. I don't feel like it was a tradition. I think it was like in the moment.
That gives me chills.
And I feel like that makes it mean more. That they were just like, because I think they all understand how much they care about being a firefighter.
Bitch, Andy was going through it the whole episode. I said, this uninteresting bitch is finally interesting.
Why is she uninteresting?
You're going to have to ask her character. I have tried with Andy. Because you know what I love?
Which one is Andy?
Spanish father dad.
So new captain.
Okay.
New captain.
You know what? That's a better name than Spanish father dad.
You know what I'm starting to get? Like, can we do something about this? Speed this up or slow it down?
I'm a guess.
What?
Grace Greenleaf and Boris Kojo.
Yes.
Yep. What is it?
Figure it out. Isn't it? Figure it out.
You know what? Right now, leave us out of it for a couple episodes.
Yes. And guess what? If y'all are going to stay here, that's fine. But don't keep showing me this. What is this bullshit? I was okay with the last episode when he was like, you know, he proposed to her in the fire truck. Like, you know, not really proposed, but he was like, we should get married. And she was like, don't ask me no shit. After a big episode, you know, like ask me some shit on a regular day, like on a Tuesday. And he said, tomorrow's Tuesday. And I was like, okay, that's corny, but cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't bring us back to this shit in the middle, right after something crazy happens at the station. And that you ask her to marry you on a piece of paper. This is not, it's not giving what you think it's giving.
It's wasting our time.
Leave us out of this.
Yeah.
We did not need this.
I want some more story. Because the stories are good. Like Station 19.
Girl, why is that man? Why you keep having sex with this white man who lost his daddy? Hmm. I mean, I like it.
Because niggas ain't shit. Niggas of all colors.
None of them.
And sexual orientations.
I'm like, okay. I understand you have this connection with this man. But you also got this man. Aren't you living with this man now? You done brought this motherfucker to. Let me tell you something. I go to support you at somebody's funeral and find out that when I left, not only did you just fuck that motherfucker and then you brought me here.
Hello.
But then when I leave this thing and I say, you know, you ready to go, you talking about you going to stay some more. And then you stay to fuck this motherfucker again? Do you want me to kill you?
I think he does.
Is this a suicide request? It might be.
One more thing, Willie.
Go.
Cowboy Carter drops on Friday.
Oh my God, it's this Friday.
It's this Friday. I purposely didn't think about it.
What's your plan? No, this is important. So are you just going to go to bed and whenever you wake up, you're going to listen to it? Yep. Are you staying up until midnight? Because is she dropping it at midnight? Or is she going to play with us? Is she going to play with us and drop it at like 8:30 a.m.?
I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know what she's going to do.
So this that's my reason.
Do what the fuck she
wants
to do.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to feel like, okay, I just need to stay up and listen to it because who knows what she's going to do. She might decide to drop it at 11:59 p.m. on the 29th and just say, oh, somebody else pointed out, Crystal actually pointed out that Renaissance was dropped on July 29th, mm-hmm. which was a Friday. Mm-hmm. This one, Cowboy Carter, will drop on Friday, March 29th. Mm-hmm. So she was like, it's a pattern. So I was like, so which I went to the calendar, like, when is the next Friday, the 29th? The answer is in November. So we'll see if there's
Rock and Roll Carter
on November 29th.
I would be excited to see Tanner Adele and or Raina Roberts on this album or tour.
What we need to do is put all expectations to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, this lady does what the fuck she wants. Mm-hmm. And whenever we think something is coming,
oh, I'm just speculating.
It's a waste of our time. Mm-hmm. She's going to do whatever she wants to do.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it is. One more speculation. Dolly Parton.
Well, Dolly already said something.
Yeah.
Now.
Dolly was like, hey, I fuck with this bitch. Be easy.
And here's the thing. I think that we're going to see that because what Beyonce is not going to do is make Dolly look a fool.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see that on the album. Or hear that on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else? We don't know. Now, the Reed was also talking about, because Beyonce said it's going to be like a continuation of Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And you know how all of the songs kind of like bled into each other? Well, not all of them, but a lot of them did, right? So do you think that they're going to bleed into, like the last song from Renaissance is going to bleed into the first song for Cowboy Carter?
I think it could. I heard Cowboy Carter.
Thank you, because you looked at me crazy when I had a hard time.
It was funny.
Okay.
It was produced. This album.
Is the dream on this one too?
Was I don't know. What I heard was that this album was done before Renaissance One because she really felt a way about that shit that happened. And the way that they said is there's hundreds of songs that we'll never know about that just play in the house. So I can't wait to see whatever the fuck this is.
Mm.
Whatever this is. Shout out to Beyonce. I think we're good. You good? You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
No. No, I had fun tonight.
Me too. High five. All right, bye, y'all.
Good night, niggas.
Hey, hold up. This is the Beads and Butter Podcast. This episode has been produced and edited by Vine Me Up Productions.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.